Last night, Baltimore City Councilwoman Mary Pat Clark brought back a bill that would raise Baltimore's minimum wage to $15 an hour in the next 5 years. WYPR's Kenneth Burns was at last night's council meeting and joins us to discuss the details. Good morning, Kenneth.
Good morning.
Tell us more about this bill.
Well, this bill is similar to the one that Councilwoman Clark introduced last year. This would raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2022. Now, small businesses with fewer than 50 employees and grosses $400,000 a year or less, they have until the end of 2026 to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. And then for those who don't have the small business exception, starting in 2023, that raise would be based on the cost of living and guided by a consumer price index. If you recall, last year, the bill was sent back to committee. Ultimately, there were not enough votes on the floor. It passed a preliminary vote by the smallest of requirements. It was a 7-4 vote. However, for it to have final passage, it needed more yeses than noes.
Does Councilwoman Clark feel more optimistic about her bill's chances this time?
She does. She says Baltimore is in a better position to raise the wage.
We've surged. We've grown at twice the rate of the state itself. We have 12,000 new jobs in Baltimore in the last 3 years. And, hey, we got problems, but we're moving in the right direction, and it's time to share the wealth.
Clark says that if the state minimum wage, which will be $10.10 by next year, if that was the case right now, whether you're a single person, a single parent, or a two-parent household, you would be underwater between $2,800 and $7,200 a year, depending on which category you're in.
What does support on the council look like?
Well, a number of the newer, more progressive council members have certainly signed on as co-sponsor. It should be noted that Council President Jack Young is a co-sponsor on this bill. He wasn't a co-sponsor on the bill last year. He did not agree with raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour. He said the most it should be is $12 an hour. And there was a concern about Baltimore basically taking itself out of competition with the surrounding counties when it comes to businesses. Councilwoman Clark says that there's nothing to fear.
Isolated cities who, by themselves, took care of their people. Business has not been lost.
Clark adds that small businesses actually benefit because people have money to spend, money that they didn't have before.
Now, this bill could be undone in Annapolis if a House bill passes there, Delegate Derek Davis's bill that would take away local authority to set minimum wage. And that's going to be heard this afternoon, right?
It'll be heard this afternoon. A number of the city council members will be going to Annapolis to testify against that bill. Of course, no one in Baltimore likes the fact that the General Assembly is trying to usurp local authority.
One more item of note from the council yesterday. Council President Jack Young asked for two committee chairs to work together and get city schools to agree to an audit.
Yes, those council members are Eric Costello, who chairs the Budget and Appropriations Committee, and Zeke Cohen, who chairs the Education and Youth Committee. Young says that he does not want to see another situation like the one we have now, with the school system facing a $130 million deficit, and there are jobs on the line, this time 1,000. If you recall, the last time we had a budget crisis, it was a couple of years ago, and that was just a $60 million budget gap. Cohen will have a hearing this Thursday at Patterson High School, and he says budget will be the topic.
Kenneth Burns is Metro reporter for WYPR. Thanks for joining us, Kenneth.
Thank you for having me.